The act also states that those who incite genocide could be forced to serve jail time, perhaps even up until a life sentence. Well, here today to discuss the details of the act and the possible implications of the bill are lawyers Barry Bussey and Josh DeHaas. Barry Bussey is the founder of First Freedoms Foundation, and Josh DeHaas serves as legal counsel for the Canadian Constitution Foundation. Both of these nonprofit organizations serve Canadians through advocacy and litigation to protect our constitutional rights and freedoms, not the least of which are freedom of thought, belief, faith, and speech. Thanks for joining us for this very important discussion and very eye-opening discussion on the Online Harms Act. Let's get to it. Well, I know this is going to be a very eye-opening conversation